Dr. Schneur dictating a 12 EDKG on Bonnie Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L, 3/27/24. Mrs. Terrell performed a 12 EDKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. Voltage is low, probably secondary to the patient's severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease period. QRS complexes and T waves are normal period. New paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Say, S-E-A-Y. This goes to the VA on 3/27/24. Mr. Say performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. Without significant airways obstruction period, although the air velocity index was less than 1, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was about 0.8 period. There was improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a mild degree of airways obstruction. Compared to a prior study date 11/30/23, there's been no significant change. Period. In the paragraph. I'm sorry. Next patient. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lisa Mack. This goes to Corrine Edick, E-D-I-C-K, comma PA on 3/27/24. Mrs. Mack performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. It was a poor effort after bronchodilators. Period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. It should be noted that the air velocity index is less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Thank you.